This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Where are you this morning, Roland?
Tom, Simple J. I'm in Memphis, the FedEx St. Jude Classic. Got the Pro-Am, and so I'm playing in it, raising money, of course, for St. Jude Research Hospital, so one of their national ambassadors. So looking forward to it. Having a good time today. Tom, the Tamir Rice case, it is stunning. The investigation has been completed. It's been more than 6 months since he was shot and killed in November. Mother Jones did a story saying that the two officers involved still had not been interviewed by investigators. People in Cleveland don't trust the district attorney will do the right thing. So what they're doing is amazing. They're taking advantage of this arcane Ohio law that allows for the community to go directly to a judge to present evidence to have the cops arrested. Joining us right now is Walter Madison, one of the attorneys for Tamir Rice's family. Walter, how you doing?
I'm outstanding this morning, Roland. Thanks for having me on.
This is for there are very few states that have this kind of law. So explain to our audience exactly what does this law actually allow?
The law, it allows for the citizen to participate in the system, procedural justice. And it's born out of the original concept here in America when private citizens prosecuted their own crimes. And Ohio thought it was still relevant to allow its citizens and the citizenry to have a say in the government. And I think that's a law that probably should be looked at all over the country as we try to bridge this gap between African-Americans and law enforcement. There's no better way than to have the transparency participation to add legitimacy.
So yesterday what happened was a group of folks filed affidavits and they have to actually say that they are familiar with the evidence. Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. The Cleveland Eight, what they call themselves, a group of community leaders got together and just they felt disgusted with a 30,000-foot view. We've seen what has happened before, and they decided to take justice in their own hands and no longer wait for the oppressor to render their version or brand of justice that we've witnessed far too many times, and we're not insane here in Cleveland. So we decided to do something a little different.
So how does it work? So they basically file the affidavits, and then the judge can look at that particular evidence and issue an arrest. If he determines that there's enough probable cause, he can issue an arrest warrant for the officers involved to be arrested?
Well, Roland, the good thing about it is that it's a shall issue statute. In other words, if it's a felony being alleged and you have evidence or information, you swear to it in an affidavit, and the judge must issue a warrant. Now, the judge has the option of saying that this is not meritorious or in bad faith. I don't know if that argument can be made in this case. And the personal knowledge stems from the fact that there's a video. And Roland, in fact, you are a person who could come to Ohio and file that same affidavit because you've seen the video.
You don't have to be a resident of Ohio.
You do not. Any person. So
wow.
There's 4 million people. And you know, it would not be a bad idea if any and everybody who felt as outraged as the Cleveland Eight and the rest of the world and the city of Cleveland here were to file the same affidavit to make it very clear to our government that they are servants and they do an arrest in the name of the people when their behavior itself is in question. The people have every right to call them on the carpet.
This does not preclude, though, the prosecutors from still doing his or her job, correct?
It doesn't, but what it could do is act as the tinderbox to get the fire started so that they will do their job. And see, Roland, one of the things that we do, and the Cleveland Eight has figured out, most people are consumer consciously oriented. They will wait for the reaction or the product that they serve us to react.
So gauge the temperature.
That's correct. What we're doing, we're going to be producer-oriented in our consciousness, and we're going to control the input. Here's what we say. Now, you take it in there, and if it doesn't come out right, then you have to answer to the people.
Because has this ever been successful? I mean, how many times has this been used?
Well, it's been on the books for over 60 years, so... it's not a blue law, and they do abolish statutes when they're no longer in use. So it's used quite often. The problem, or I guess the issue would be what makes it so obscure to some folk in their mind, is that it's typically used in instances when no one cares or there's no attention to it. I'm not going to say no one cares because it cares to those people. But
you mean the much smaller cases?
That's right, the smaller cases that don't get international attention. Here we have the world watching this case, and we're using a statute that's unfamiliar to most people in different states, and it strikes them as peculiar. But it's not. It's real.
It sounds groundbreaking, actually.
Yeah, really.
The fact that it's been on the books for so long, but it sounds so unusual in terms of what we're going through around the nation.
Well, you know, and the unusual nature of the approach matches the unusual situation.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you know, this should be applauded. This is one of the most American things I've seen in my life. If you're the government and you're interested in community relationships building between African Americans and law enforcement, you would want more people to do this, because the more you feel engaged, mm-hmm. the more you feel active, the more likely you are to listen to law enforcement.
Wow. Walter Madison, attorney for the family of Tamir Rice, man, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We certainly will see what this judge does in this case. But great job for the Cleveland 8 for looking at the law and using it for their purpose.
And please give our best to Tamir's mother.
Yeah.
I will make sure Mom and Dad know you send your well wishes.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Went to legal school today.
We sure did. Wow, it's right.
Class is in.